Heaven, a word fitly spoken by Reverend Bill Langrack. Part 1. In the beginning God created the heaven. Genesis 1 verse 1. Actually, he created three. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 2. He fashioned two physical heavens called firmament. Genesis 1 verse 8. The first, an inner atmosphere or sky. Deuteronomy 33 verse 26, and the second, a vast outer space. No chaotic wreckage from a big bang, they are the glorious artistry of the Lord's fingers, which carefully measured and spread them out the second day, Job 9 verse 8, and Isaiah 40 verse 12. The heavens praise God, declare his righteousness, and continually tower over earth as an irrefutable witness to his glory and handiwork. Psalm 89 verse 5, 50 verse 6, and 19 verse 1. They are also important pedagogues, especially concerning the third heaven, a spiritual space called paradise, or the heaven of heavens. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 4, and Nehemiah 9 verse 6. In other words, the archetypical, superlative heaven. Able tutors are these physical heavens in the school of wisdom, Psalm 19, verse 1 through 3. They teach that, as to its quality, heaven is transcendent to everything earthly. Its place is higher and glory far above, Ephesians 4, verse 10 and Job 22, verse 12. Its space is immeasurable, its inhabitants innumerable. Hebrews 11 verse 12. Its substance is better and more enduring, Hebrews 10 verse 34. Its darkness is absolute, Exodus 10 verse 21. Yet its light brightens the world, Genesis 1 verse 15. And its life is everlasting, John 6 verse 51. Even more so is the transcendence of its Creator, who makes heaven his holy habitation. Psalm 19, verse 6. The Lord measures it with a span, numbers its creatures, and calls them by name. Psalm 147, verse 4. He travels its length, Psalm 19, verse 6, fills its immensity, Jeremiah 23, verse 24. But it cannot contain him, 1 Kings 8, verse 27. Though his mercy is as high as heaven is above the earth, his glory is higher still. Psalm 103 verse 11 and 148 verse 13. Yet, wonderfully near is heaven. Even with feet firmly planted on earth, one can breathe its life, see its light, feel its warmth, hear its testimony, and enjoy its blessings. Though in heaven, God is not very far from us. Acts 17 verse 27. From heaven he speaks often to men, Mark 3 verse 17. In an instant his heavenly host can appear, Luke 2 verse 13 through 15. Through windows in heaven, the Lord pours out precious things from his treasure, rain, snow, dew, bread, even mercy and truth, Malachi 3 verse 10, Deuteronomy 28 verse 12, Deuteronomy 33 verse 13, and Psalm 57 verse 3. But from those same windows he also sends judgment. Heaven hears, witnesses, and records the iniquity of men whose sins reach up into it. Exodus 17 verse 14, Deuteronomy 4 verse 26, and Revelation 18 verse 5. In righteousness the Lord looks down under the whole heaven and tries the children of men. Job 28 verse 24, Psalm 85 verse 11, and Psalm 11 verse 4. He hears their blasphemy against him, his home, and them that dwell in heaven. Revelation 13 verse 6. Especially, the Lord hears the cries of his own oppressed children. He rides upon the heaven to their aid. Deuteronomy 33 verse 26. Sees their hands lifted up toward him, smells the sweet savor of their heavenly conversation, and delivers them. Nehemiah 9 verse 27, 1 Kings 8 verse 22, 1 Kings 8 verse 30, and Philippians 3 verse 20. So, from heaven his voice thunders down and he sends darkness, tempest, flood, hail, fire, and brimstone. 2 Samuel 22, verse 14. Although very near, there is a thick veil and impassable gulf fixed between heaven and earth. Hebrews 9, verse 3 and Luke 16, verse 26. It is the dark shroud of man's flesh, foolishness, sin, and guilt under the law. Romans 1, verse 23 and Ephesians 2, verse 14 and 15. It is the deep chasm between mortality and immortality, corruption and incorruption, natural and spiritual, dishonor and glory. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 43 and following. Thus, one can stare a lifetime into space, soar through the clouds, and launch 1,000 rockets, but never see heaven. John 3, verse 3. He can have righteousness like the Pharisees, own the whole world, and be greatest among men, but never enter heaven. Matthew 18, verse 1 and 19, verse 23. In fact, no man has ascended up to heaven, for flesh and blood cannot live there. John 3, verse 13. To see heaven, a man must be born from above. To enter, he must become as a little child. To receive its blessings, feel its power, bear its image, and enjoy its life, a man must be changed. Heaven must come down, the gulf bridged, and veil rent. So from the windows of heaven, God has sent his Son, who is Lord above all. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 47 through 51, and John 3, verse 31. The stairway to heaven, passage to the Father, and heavenly bread of life, he blesses us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. John 1, verse 51, John 6, verse 33, John 14, verse 6, and Ephesians 1, verse 3. Jesus has not only come down, but by his own blood broken down the partition and entered through the veil, having obtained eternal redemption, and again passed into the heavens to appear now in the presence of God for us. Hebrews 4, verse 14, and Hebrews 9, verse 24. To be continued.